in the Bodhisattva's vows, we begin, beings are numberless, I vow to liberate them. Desires, sometimes translated delusions, are inexhaustible, I vow to put an end to them. Fears arise, hopes arise in our life. No end to fears and hopes arising. And yet we know if we hold to them, cling to them, are blind to them, don't see what we do with them, then it creates difficulties. Expectations, I mentioned last week, there are no expectations, and yet there's no end to the expectations that we have in, that arise in our life, arise as our life. And yet, unless we notice and experience these, they can be something that blinds us to the life that we have, that results in harming and suffering of all sorts. And nevertheless, no fears, no hopes, and thus the Bodhisattva lives Prajnaparamita. So our practice is in the midst of this ever-changing so-called inside, so-called outside life. And to notice where and what we're doing, adding, believing, that entangles us. When the Buddha talks about practice, in the simplest form, he talks about the attachments that create suffering. He talks about the, in his instruction Bahia, he talks specifically about the ways that on our hearing, seeing, smelling, cognizing, thinking, all the ways that we add on, therefore, thereby, therein, entanglements and rejections, which result in dukkha. And when we cease doing those, cease holding to those, right there is the end to suffering, to harming. There's no problem with likes and dislikes, preferences, even the fact that these are reactions that we often seem to believe are true when they arise, despite the fact that if we reflect on them, we might have so-called second thoughts. No problems with the arising of emotion thought, because there's no choice, just like if you're sitting in a zendo, if you're sitting at your house and cars come by and make noise, most of us, most of the time, have no choice with this. Not that I know of. You could put out a barrier on your street, see how long that lasts. But otherwise, arising, passing of thoughts, expectations, are just part of life. But when we feel, when we're in the midst of anger, hatred, rejection, when we're in the midst of feeling, I shouldn't have, I could have, why didn't I? Then right there is the opportunity and the need to experience bodily what's so, to notice the thought. That's what Joko says. Notice thoughts, notice beliefs, that's Zazen, and experience, be bodily present. Excuse me. When sadness, resentment, rage, greed arise, seem to be the way internally, externally, the world is for us, that's really the bodhisattva opportunity to look, to sense, ask, what's the expectations that are believed and held right now? To, if you're sitting Zazen, to simply be the bodily experiencing of it. No need to even look or reflect on them. But in the rest of your life, it's useful. The issue isn't what arises, whether it's inside or outside. The issue isn't the expectations, which are endless, just as desired delusions are inexhaustible. They seem to come from who knows where, and there's no need to do anything with them, except if we entangle them. No problem with thought. Ordinary mind is thoughts arising, passing, just like in the sky. It's clouds appearing, disappearing. It's what we do with them. It's the many forms of the therein, thereby, therefore that we justify to ourselves to do anger at ourselves, anger at others, beat ourselves, whether physically, mentally, that creates harming and suffering. That as we sit, we've learned to be, if I use the word, the big container of the universe in which clouds arise. Desire, delusions arise and pass. And in the experiencing of this is what gives our life the joy of being alive, of being the bodhisattva, of allowing the ice that separates us from others, the anger and fire that burns us and burns others, to cease and to discover this universe right here, right now, that we are, that you are, and that everyone you meet. When I, a student of the way, looked at the real form of the universe, all is this glorious light that is our life. And all beings are opportunities. That doesn't mean you have to like everyone. That doesn't mean you have to want to be around it. All sorts of people. But when they're there, they are our opportunity to see what's the skillful way to respond. All sorts of conditions occur in this body, mind. All sorts of conditions, some we want, some we don't want. Yet what arises is how to be this moment, to be this moment of this expectation of how this moment should be even. And if necessary, make the skillful effort to be bodily, to be the experiencing right here, right now. That's what our practice is. And that's what, when we hold on to expectations, we cover up and miss. That's when we don't notice anger, delusions, greed in various forms, wanting more, wanting less. When we don't notice that, we end up with consequences of suffering and harming. But when we do see them for what they are, then these inexhaustible, no-end expectations, no-end delusions, desires, reactions are simply thoughts of feelings, clouds that are populating, appearing in, and being the sky of our life and the opportunity to be, to appreciate, to manifest the joy that this moment, life, is right here, right now. Thank you.